The third step in the second R is receive. This is the hardest part because we have to be open to hearing what God wants to say to us. And not only that, but God's ways are so far beyond us, sometimes it's hard for us to comprehend what he is saying. But God does desire to reveal himself to you. He wants to give you something right now. He wants to speak something to you right now. We'll read it once more, and as we do, try to receive whatever he wants to say to you. Maybe there's a word or a phrase that comes through scripture, or maybe it's just a thought that comes into your mind that brings you consolation. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Spend some time now reflecting on this scripture passage. And give yourself some silence, some solitude, because God will speak to you. He will respond to whatever it is that you've related to him. And now you just have to receive. And to receive means that we do nothing. All we do is wait in silence for God to speak his word to us. So take some time now to be in silence, to receive and journal your experience.